Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The coronavirus pandemic continues to grow even worse in the U.S. A record number of people were hospitalized yesterday in the U.S. for COVID-19 treatment, more than 100,000 people, according to the COVID Tracking Project. Officials in Virginia say more people are hospitalized for the disease in that state than ever before. From member station WVTF, Mallory Nopain reports.
Governor Ralph Northam says that while the state's healthcare system does still have capacity, he doesn't want to put that to the test.
The largest concern for our capacity right now is not so much bed space, it's not so much ICU space, not so much ventilators, it's the staff.
Ballad Health, the hospital system that serves the southwest corner of Virginia, along with northeast Tennessee, announced they'll soon be stopping all elective procedures in order to free up staff. Other states, including Ohio and North Carolina, have also reached record hospitalization highs in recent days. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Nopain in Richmond.
Late yesterday in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti announced an emergency order to deal with the rising toll of the pandemic. He's telling everyone in the city to stay in their homes, effective immediately.
It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
The mayor says L.A. is at a dangerous tipping point, with more than 7,000 coronavirus cases diagnosed there every day. Garcetti says the latest information doesn't yet reflect the new infections that will appear in people who gathered for Thanksgiving events. Leaked documents from the U.S. Census Bureau show that President Trump may not be able to carry out an unprecedented change to the 2020 census numbers. These determine the next Electoral College map. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has more.
President Trump is seeking to remove unauthorized immigrants from census counts that the Constitution says must include the whole number of persons in each state. The Supreme Court is reviewing whether Trump can legally do that. Internal Census Bureau documents obtained by the House Oversight Committee confirm that Trump may not be able to practically do that. The Bureau is delayed trying to correct what it's calling processing anomalies. But the documents show that the target dates for releasing the census data appear to be edging closer to Trump's last day in office. But even if Trump does get a hold of the data, it's not clear if the clerk of the House of Representatives would certify numbers altered by Trump. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News. Interest is growing in Congress in a smaller coronavirus relief package, but time is short before the congressional holiday break. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer say they're willing to discuss a reduced aid bill. A court in Hong Kong has denied bail to media mogul and democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai. He's been charged with fraud. NPR's John Ruwitch reports that means the 73-year-old publisher may spend the next 4 months in detention.
The court decision to deny Lai bail comes a day after three other prominent Hong Kong democracy activists were sentenced to prison for their roles in a protest last year. Local media and the Associated Press report that his case is adjourned until April 16th. Lai is one of the highest-profile figures in Hong Kong's democracy movement. He was arrested in August, and police raided the offices of his newspaper, Apple Daily. At the time, police said he was suspected of violating a controversial new national security law. So far, though, no charges have been made. The Chinese leadership imposed the national security law on Hong Kong this summer. Officials say it was necessary after sometimes violent protests shook the territory. Critics say it's designed to silence dissent. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
Former French President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has died at the age of 94. His family says he had COVID-19. The former French president was once the youngest to serve in the office, which he held between 1974 and 1981. Known as Giscard, he expanded France's use of nuclear energy and high-speed rail. He also helped convene the first international summit of leading economies, later known as the G7. This is NPR.